In Northwest News from KPLU, the Seahawks host the Green Bay Packers Sunday at noon in the NFC Championship game. The winner goes to the Super Bowl. It's the second year in a row for the Seahawks and their fans to be in this position, but those 2 years couldn't be any different, as KPLU sports commentator Art Teal explains. Art, a major theme this week is that both teams claim they are better than they were in week one when they last met, and the Seahawks beat the Packers by 20 points. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think it's true. I think both teams have improved, especially the Packers along their offensive line. And I think the Seahawks, obviously, as we've seen over the last few weeks, have really got their game together. So, yes, that's true. But the thing that really intrigues me about this game is the Seattle fan base and the changes that have gone on, not since the Green Bay game, but since this game, the NFC Championship in Seattle a year ago, when it was against the 49ers. Do you remember all the anxiety and the dread in the fan base that went into that game?
I do, and it was such a big deal. And I remember as a fan having this pit in my stomach, just thinking, we've got to beat the 49ers. We've just got to beat them. And I'm not really feeling quite like that this time around.
It's a whole different vibe with this, with the Packers. The NFC Championship game a year ago was, as I've often said, the best game I've ever seen. Given the stakes, given the rivalry, given the outcome, it was just all very dramatic and wonderful. But the fans, as you said, and I picked up on this vibe throughout town, was they were dreading this because they knew how good the 49ers were and they just weren't used to success. The fan base here has been so mortally abused by their by the emotions of all the sports teams here and losing the Sonics and the Mariners not fulfilling their role as a contender until last year. All of that has led into this belief, I think, in the fans that, you know, Seattle doesn't belong in the elite. Well, guess what? They won the Super Bowl. Everything changed last year. And now this fan base is cocky. They expect to win. And then you've got the other issue in Green Bay and the Packers fan base. How do you dislike the Green Bay Packers?
Right. I can't find a reason.
They're a community-owned team, the only one in professional sports. They're in the smallest market. They're unfailingly generous, and they're very warm folks. And then they've got Aaron Rodgers. You know, how do you dislike this guy? He's probably the most valuable player this season. And then he had a tremendous game Sunday when, with a torn calf, he threw for 300 yards and led the Packers to beat the Cowboys. And the whole Packer vibe is just endearing. I think if Seattle wins on Sunday, I think you're going to see, the Seattle fan base picking up the Packers and picking up their cheese heads and dusting them off and patting them on the head.
Well, you mentioned that Aaron Rodgers is playing injured. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, that's going to be a factor, and it's going to come down to the Seahawks defense against the much improved offensive line of the Packers. Can they protect their wounded warrior? It's a difficult thing because over the course of a game, the Seahawks defense has proven they wear down offenses. I think it's going to be a very close game. It wouldn't surprise me to see the Packers ahead at halftime. But I just don't think Rodgers and that line can keep it up. As we've seen in the fourth quarter, the Seahawks own the final 12 minutes. And I don't see that changing, not at the clink, not for the passion. Even if it's different than San Francisco, I see the Seahawks winning 30-23.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.